I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. It's Ebola round two in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and the outbreak is growing. It originally began in August 2018. There have been more than 600 cases and over 400 deaths since then. A major population center, the city of Goma, could be next on the list. Mission Aviation Fellowship pilot David Peterson.
It's been going pretty quick and pretty fast, and it's now the second biggest outbreak that we know of in history at this point.
MAF is working with the World Health Organization to deliver vital equipment. Because MAF is mainly delivering cargo, there's little risk of spreading the virus through MAF flights. As of January 18, MAF pilots delivered over 21,000 pounds of cargo in DR Congo. Please pray for this outbreak to slow down and be diminished. And what if the most effective way for you to do missions was in your pocket? Technology is everywhere, but that usually means it's overlooked when it comes to missions. Nick Skytland, a speaker hosted by InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, wants that to change.
The biggest mission field that exists today is online. And the fewest missionaries are being sent online.
By day, Skytland is a mild-mannered data analyst at NASA. But this isn't just an issue for NASA workers. Anyone who can access tech can make a difference. And if you're listening now, that probably means you too.
You might just use technology creatively to share a meme, to write a story, make a Facebook post, to be bold in your faith. If you're a Christian and you have access to technology, the question you should be asking yourself is, what could I be doing with this technology to reach the world to share the gospel?
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Join us on social media. Also find us on Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Just look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.